What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland art gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.
Welcome to the Beer Home Studios, Lewis.
Yes, thank you.
Do you know what one of the great things about What's Cooking is? It's an opportunity to get to know some of the voices that you might hear around the BFM office. Lewis popping up on BFM ads.
Yeah.
Now a member, official member of the BFM staff.
Yeah, not only on the ads, but also have been in here a handful of times to basically, like, you know, get a kick out of 4 to 7, you know, in a different way.
Yes, well, I mean, you're part of the furniture now, mate.
Yes.
But it's always good to get a handle on your taste in music.
Yeah.
One of the things the audience may not know is you are ex-Radio 1 in Dunedin.
Yeah.
So Otepote?
Yeah, Otepote. So, yes. So that is the sort of, like, that's sort of how I've played this, you know, little selection of tracks. Mm. It was, you know, mentioned at the top of the show, but yeah, so I spent some time down there. I had a little show on Radio 1. I wasn't the best at actually showing up all the time. It was a bit of a...
You're one of those ones.
Yeah, I'm one of those ones.
Oh, you shouldn't have revealed that to me.
I know.
Lewis.
I know. It was kind of cheeky, but I was, you know, stoked to have the opportunity anyway. Shout out Tom Tremuen, who I believe is still the program manager down there.
Yeah. He's the handsome one from The Bachelor, correct?
Oh, gorgeous. No, that's correct. Dave. No, that's Dave Barry. That's Dave Barry.
Right. But
yeah, gave us a lot of creative license to do what we wanted with our own shows, and I took that, and I played a bunch of stuff that I wanted to hear. But then at the same time, you know, I was lucky to be introduced to a heck of a lot of really cool things by virtue of the playlist, right? Especially some New Zealand local, you know, and so I've selected a handful of things today which I heard for the first time, you know, sitting at the desk as you are now, and which have stuck with me. You know, the songs that I heard that I thought were sick, and I just run off to Bandcamp, buy everything they had, and which are still a part of my regular listening now.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Shall we play one?
Yeah, let's start off with How Get. This is a band out of Tamaki Makaurau. I think they had a new release even maybe last year or not too long ago. But this released at the time that I was DJing down there, 2016. And it's just a little cracker of a jam. It's a great little song.
Yeah.
There's a tune.
It's like,
I feel like I know it.
I hope you do. It's good to hear it again. Yeah.
I just went for a browse through what was in the BFM library of How I Get, and that song isn't, but I feel like I...
But you've got Tanned Christ there, which was, I think, one of their first singles, and that showed up on the same EP a little bit later on. Yeah.
Lewis is our official rep from the city of Dunedin. Wow. I mean, what can you tell me about Dunedin?
Oh, my goodness. What do you want to know, I think, is the thing. And also, again, as per the top of the show, this feels... I can't believe you're putting me in this. I did a decent dash there.
How
but
long?
Not,
10 years?
No, not 10 years. Oh. No.
Six?
Like, yeah, like seven all added up.
But seven years.
With a serious hiatus in the middle there.
7 years, though, is a good
It's okay.
Stint.
There's definitely other people who would be better suited to speaking on the matter than me.
After 7 years, a short stint in Dunedin,
what
would you say about reflecting back on Dunedin?
Back. I don't know. I had a great time. I really did. I don't know what you want to know about
it. I'm just curious. Maybe there's something that springs to mind that you're like, wow, Dunedin,
well,
what
so
a city.
It was
great culture,
great culture. I felt really lucky at the time, and we'll probably talk about this later on with one of the other tracks. I think there was the alternative scene was always really healthy for as long as I was there, basically. Mm. And we had sort of a select few venues which were just guarantees, you know, that was you could do a pint night on a Wednesday at Refuel, which is on campus. It's U Bar now. But it was, you know, sort of like there was a really cool fostering new artists, seeing live performances from bands their first time maybe playing to an audience. And everyone there sort of, I don't know, there was a really friendly community. Mm. And it was just such a cool place to go and just see new things and meet new friends, and you could basically guarantee that your night was going to be great on a Wednesday night if you hopped along to Refuel. And then we had Chicks Hotel, the Crown is still going, of course. Some of these venues have changed or they've shut down now, similar sort of like conundrum to Auckland, you know, with us losing a bunch of
listeners. Obviously, we have a couple of institutions up here, Whammy Wine Cellar and Whammy Backroom. But 5395, if you have any hot tips on venues that are offering this to Tamaki Makaurau, curious to hear any thoughts. Maybe there is a part of the city that we're missing. We don't know everything up here.
Oh, I think we're pretty au fait. I think we know most of our stuff. But something there that has it's just a really similar story to Auckland, I think, where it's just sort of like it's been changing, the demands have been, you know, whatever they've been, things have been closing down, it's been, you know, financial woes or whatever, it's been COVID and so on, it's been difficult. But when I hear these tracks, oh boy, I'm taken back.
Yes.
Some of the really sweet times.
Where are we going next? Because these tracks are coming off USB, so I'm going to have to
little
scroll.
USB. Okay, scroll. Have a little look over there for Come, Pray and Flourish.
When do you think you put this on to...
Here
we go. I'm just...
Same story as the last one, something I discovered through the playlist at Radio 1.
Come and...
Yeah, Come...
Pray.
Yeah, Come and Pray. Yeah. Come and Pray and Flourish.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Thank you for another day to serve you.
was good, Lewis.
Civil Union, awesome. I love that. I made you play them before another song that was in the that's in the console here.
Yes.
Which was, I think, Follow the Red Herring. That's from a record called Seasick Love Drunk. Came out either 2016 or 2015. I really can't remember. From Melted Ice Cream, Ototahi based label and band as well, I think. Really, I love that Antipodean goth stuff. I think it's awesome.
See how this What's Cooking works? We get to know you, Lewis.
Yes.
I'm figuring it out. I'm just trying to get a vibe.
Yes.
Well, getting a read on you now.
Oh, we got a small diversity of things. There's a lot of New Zealand covered in this little track list here.
Yeah. Where are we heading next? What track are you keen on playing and why?
I think let's do... Can we do... let's do Wives. Can we do Wives? Let's let me just spin.
Is Wives the name of the song?
That's the name of the song. Yep.
Oh, yeah,
there it is. So this is a band called Hex. They're based out of Te Whanganui a Tara, Wellington. I've seen them. I saw them play live at the Crown and maybe somewhere else as well. Great live performance. Really good energy. This is a different. This is a change of direction from what
Hex,
we've just heard.
Hex is not a thing anymore.
Are they not a thing? Yeah, they might not be.
I think they went to South by Southwest and sort of had a big scrap. And
uh-huh.
I could be way off mark here, so don't take it for.
No, your knowledge is maybe better than mine. I know this again in a little EP that came out that year, and I saw them live, and it was killer. And yeah, a little slightly different energy. We'll be right back.
Wow. Pretty good.
Really cool. Mm. Yeah, really enjoy that. We're just working around Vince doing some painting here now.
He said not to talk about it. Don't talk about the war and don't talk about the painting.
Right.
But tell you what, every once in a while, BFM just needs a bit of a vacuum.
Bit of a zhuzh.
And a lick of paint. And I tell you what, it just feels like it's a brand new studio. Look, we've got
brand
these,
new.
The legs of the desk, the studio desk, just getting a lick of paint.
Oh, it's looking so healthy. It's looking great. On. Really cool.
Fumes are great.
That's cool.
I'm feeling a bit
yeah.
my head, but who cares?
All right. What should we listen to next?
That's the question. This is your segment.
What should we listen to next?
Do you have any stories for us? Because you've done a bit of traveling. You're an international man of mystery.
Right.
You have, you basically, I mean, who's the smartest up here at the moment? Amelia's pretty smart.
Amelia's really clever.
And you're also like up there in smartness.
I don't know. I'm not
Do you want to tell us about your studies?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Okay.
No. I did. I studied.
Tell us about your travels. That's more exciting.
Just so that people aren't left wanting or whatever. I studied international politics and I really have quickly sort of left that world behind.
Did you do anything like an internship in Geneva?
I didn't do an internship in Geneva, no. It's about the yarns, you know, and I feel better having yarns in an environment like this than I do in an internship in Geneva.
We had another great volunteer up here, Connor from Arepa, also studied international politics and did like specialized in somewhere bizarre.
Okay.
It was, I think it was like even conflict related international politics.
Yeah.
No, it's Arepa. Kind of makes sense.
Yeah, that's cool.
Smart drink.
That's cool. So I think what we should listen to next is, so this is the other, this is a non-Kiwi artist, but the other thing about, you know, being in Dunedin over that amount of time is like, you know, there are actually, that's exactly the song. I don't know if you queued that up intentionally or what, but that's what we're going to listen to. There are a bunch of artists who have shown up to play gigs in Dunedin over the last couple of decades where you, I guess you wouldn't, you know, think of it off the top of your head like, oh yeah, that band is definitely coming to Dunedin, because like it is a little bit far away. It's not exactly the sort of mainstream touring, you know, destination or whatever. But I guess some people are aware of the heritage, the legacy of Dunedin, and want to come down and just jam out with the kids. And it's so sick. When that happened, man, you know, I can't tell you what the best gig I went to in Dunners was, but there's a handful of them that will always stick with me. And one of them is the Japandroids gig. They came and played. They released two records in the, you know, early 2010s that were pretty, like, I don't know, critically acclaimed and so on. It's fun. It's just two guys from Canada and they rock out real hard. They came and played Refuel and it was loud, and holy crow, it was such a fun night. That definitely is like, for me, the platinum tier of awesome, sick gigs that I went to. So I selected a song that gives me that hit again. Let's listen to it. We'll be right back.
Lewis, it's a zone. Yes. We've even got Pete Surf texting in. I was like, mate, there's actually so much Japan droids. There's definitely an era of BFM. I was like, this is the zone.
Yeah, I'm glad. That's good.
Loads in the library here.
That's good to see. I'd love it when it's just that, you know, what I was saying, where people recognize real, you know, and they come to Dunedin because they know that they're going to get a good turnout there and people just pop off. And it was such a good gig, honestly.
What's the best time of the year to go to Dunedin if I was to go as a tourist?
You know, I mean, to each their own, whatever, right? You know, you might, it depends on your taste, but I really rate summers in Dunedin. Obviously, the students aren't around so much, and that's part of the, like...
The vibe.
Well, it's like they are great because they bring so much of what is Dunedin to Dunedin. Mm. So you miss that sort of core element of the place. But then at the same time, you've got that much more sort of freedom to move around and do your thing. Dunedin's just really beautiful in summer. Like, it's, you know, you go exploring the peninsula, you go exploring around the other beaches. I don't know, you know, I think summer's really sick in Dunedin.
Did you ever ride a skateboard or anything like that down that really steep street?
Down Baldwin.
Did you ride a bike or anything?
Thankfully, no. Okay. I mean, that's pretty, you know.
How steep is it?
The steepest street in the world.
Is it steep?
Yeah, yeah, it was, you know.
Does it feel steep when you're standing on it?
Yes, it feels steep when you're standing on it, Johnny.
Could you hill start a manual car on it? Is it that steep?
I don't know. It'd be difficult. I mean, look, you know, it was like contested for a little while, right? By a street in, like, over the last 10 years or so.
Somewhere in the UK.
It was claimed by a street in Wales.
Yeah.
And someone, I think maybe even a Dunedin resident, was like, I don't think that's legit.
Nah.
Yeah. And showed up and had some really technical reason as to why it actually wasn't that Welsh street. It was still Baldwin and it was re-given to Baldwin again. Mm. Yeah.
Well earned.
Oh, seriously. Mm. Crazy planning. Yeah.
Okay. Lewis, what do you want to play next?
Yeah, good question. So we're moving away from our, like, sort of pocket rocket little blasters and so on now. Mm. I think, okay, so next thing is, yeah, let's go with that, what you're looking at now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So then I have done a few years in Wellington as well.
You lived in Wellington?
Yes, I lived in Wellington. And in that time...
Preferred city, Wellington or Dunedin?
No favorites. Honestly, good things about any city in New Zealand. The only major city I guess I haven't lived in is Christchurch. The flatness scares the heck out of me.
Port Hills, though, people forget about those hills in the background.
Yes, no,
there are hills in Christchurch, guys.
Yeah, Port Hills and all that. Yeah, mm. I love those things, yes. But everything else makes me really, you know, freaks me out, like my equilibrium's off or something. Wellington was great. I had a blast there. At the time when I moved there, Loop Records released, I don't know how it was originally released, this record by an artist called Micronism, who is, so this is, we're getting into electronic music
here
now.
We talked to Micronism, Play the Gathering, like maybe the first couple of gatherings.
Okay.
We talked to, oh my gosh, I should know this. I'm really sorry, guys. I'm blanking on this one. But I have talked to someone about Micronism and how they recorded this particular album, like living in a backpackers in Auckland.
Right, yeah.
Just on their like rinky-dink setup that they had.
Well, I mean, you know, when I found out about it, it surprised me to find out sort of how, you know, totally serious the techno scene had been at the time, techno and electro and all the sort of various club musics that were popping off in the 90s. And upon the re-release of this record,
Inside a Quiet Mind?
Yes, Inside a Quiet Mind.
Okay, yes.
This record, so you know, I grabbed it, I grabbed the vinyl, I grabbed the Bandcamp, and he came and played a show at that venue above... what is that place called? Sammy's. What is it called?
Ooh, what part of town? Wellington.
Downtown. My memory's so bad. This kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And it was so good. Me and my partner at the time went along to it. And boogie. No. Downtown.
Bodega.
No.
Not meow.
No. Downtown.
Anyway, Wellington.
Really, really great gig. Really, I don't know. It was just like. It was smoky in there. There were a lot of old heads. It was a lot of fun. So this is my this is my Wellington nostalgia.
I'm excited for this one.
Let's listen.
Thank you.
Finally remembered who I spoke to a while ago, Grant Smithies, all the way in Blenheim. Oh, no, Nelson, Blenheim, same place kind of thing, right?
Yes, upper South Island.
About the gathering and micronism a few months back. But man, great tune.
Such a good tune, yeah. Stoked to hear that one.
Lewis, I feel like we've probably got time for one more song, looking at the clock on the wall.
Yes. Okay.
Ooh, I talked about the wall.
Oh, no. Clock on the wall. That's a free pass, surely. That's all right. That's okay. So it's one of a couple of songs, basically. Both one, you know, whatever it is. It's something by Mercury Rev.
What are we going for? Which one?
Let's listen to something for Joey. Yeah. This is like, I don't know, it was just sort of like, after everything that we've listened to, it's like, okay, is there, can I select something I feel that just is like, you know, does something to me on a kind of extra dimensional level or something,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's hard to, maybe it's hard to articulate, something totally nutsa, right? My life is questing for other people who love the first two Mercury Rev records as much as I love them. You say, Havo.
Havo is a big old fan of Mercury Rev.
That's sick. That's great to hear. Yeah, I think, you know, obviously things change quite a lot after David Baker leaves on the first two records. His vocal presence is what really defines this band for me, and their sort of their tone and their style.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, let's crank this. It's something I love to bits.
All right. Thank you very much, Lewis.
Yeah,
we'll
a pleasure.
See you at work tomorrow.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
Yes.
What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.